You're listening to Going Places. I'm your host, Kara Orbell. I initially started this podcast to learn more about the ins and outs of travel. Eventually, I discovered there's so much more to a person than where they go. My goal is to learn more from people who are going places. I've interviewed community leaders, entrepreneurs, veterans, authors, and experts who tell fascinating stories and give amazing advice. Thanks for tuning in, and I can't wait to see where you go. Hi, thank you so much for tuning in to Going Places. I'm your host, Kara Orbell, and I wanted to do a quick mini-sode to start season 5 of Going Places. I feel like I like to do a quick little update every time I take a quick break from podcasting, and I sure have taken a break from podcasting. It's been a pretty crazy time, just with everything going on. I sound like I'm giving small talk, but yeah, it's been pretty wild being in my early 20s. I feel like there's so much less structure than being in college, and it's a lot harder to get to the microphone and record when you have a full-time job making content. But that's okay. I still love that I have this platform and I have the ability to share my story and amplify the stories of others, because that's why I do this. So let's take a little trip down memory lane to start. I want to reflect on the fact that I started Going Places when I was still in a college dorm room. I did not know that this would turn out how it did, and I'm so proud of everywhere Going Places has been, no pun intended, but it has been such a wild ride, and I want to thank everyone who's been tuning in from the very beginning, because I really appreciate you. Now I want to give a little quick life update. So I moved to Utah about a year and a half ago. This has been on the pod. We talked about this a little bit. I think I did a mini-sode about that. But it has been so incredible just living in the mountains and experiencing a new culture. Being away from home always has its challenges, especially when you are learning how to navigate the real world. But I enjoy every minute of it, and it has been so fun. If you haven't listened to my interview with Will McCormick, I recommend you check it out. We are thriving here. It's been a great journey just living here in Utah, adventuring every single day, experiencing mountains every single day is something I never had growing up, so it's awesome. And we adopted a dog named Muskie. I don't know if I talked about that. But Muskie is a 2.5-year-old black lab. So that's been a lot of my time, just because he brings so much joy to my life and makes every little adventure so much more fulfilling. And you might see a little trend in a few of my interviews coming up. So yeah, it's pretty fun to have rescued a dog and then have a passion for dog rescue. So I'm excited to share parts of that with you in the upcoming episodes. But this season, I welcome back a few guests from past episodes. We talk to people all over the U.S. And we just discuss their amazing stories and their amazing lives. And that's really why Going Places started, was to hear from people with unique stories and hear how they became who they are, what keeps them going. And so I want to continue that into season 5. But as always, I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for all of your support. Thank you for nudging me to post more interviews, because I think everyone who I see who knows the pod asks where it's been. So it's still here. I will always have a piece of Going Places in my heart, but yeah, it's something I want to be happy to post about and find excitement in rather than burn myself out, because that is something I have done in the past. So I try to give myself space to post when I feel inspired, and I feel like these upcoming interviews are ready to be shared. So I'm excited to share them. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. It's great for you to be here. And I can't wait to see where you go. Bye.